turn over to the next page, and if you see if I haven't got anything on the line about
yes.
it, remember the family made a piano.
You say here, Irving.
Teacher, about Evergreen, you know.
Yeah.
Evergreen, and the teacher married a Miss Earth or something like that.
That's see, Mr. Samuel G. Samuel G. Mr. Gregg, yes, married Miss. Her family lived about a mile from Evergreen. One of its members, probably her father, saw at Andersonville in the Harrison home the first pianos were brought to the county. That is very interesting.
Said he made the piano, and it was a very successful instrument. That's what that said.
You haven't memorized that.
Huh?
I've been greatly impressed with it, and after carefully studying the instrument, returned home and built one for his own family, which is said to have been a quite successful instrument. Right.
Well, all right. That's what he said all about Bill Arm. You see that other line? I sent that to Texas, and they didn't ask for my information.
I see. The original Bill spelled his name, in the reprinted article from the Fort Worth, Texas Daily Democrat in 1877 was this notice. Now this is from Georgia and Georgians by Lucian Lamar Knight.
Lamar Knight,
the man, the notice, Bill Lake of Georgia, the man who furnished the witticisms and odd sayings which Charles H. Smith prepared and published some years ago was accidentally killed near his place, Decatur, Texas, last month, March 5th. He fell from a wagon loaded with corn, the wheels passing over his neck, killed him instantly. He was a remarkable man, perfectly illiterate, but replete with the original ideas and witty sayings. He lived near the Branson place at Kingston. That's very interesting.
What? I was up there yesterday trying to look over the Cass County census of 1860. I didn't find this William. I don't consider that as factual. I think you picked this man up possibly, but these facts that's in that book, I don't accept.
I see.
I don't accept. When I go there and read those DARs and UDC things, you can't take those facts because somebody stretch them
sure.
to get in to be DARs.
I see.
Now that invention part went on down. That's a truly demonstrates the family because of cousin John was always trying to invent something. That inventive spirit was in the. They were not an everyday common plowboy type of folks.
I see. What about your earlier ancestors before settling? You know, the people who settled in Virginia. Have you traced them back to England and Ireland, Scotland, Wales, or?
I hate you to see something that I've got. No, you can't make a connection when you get on Jeffries. You take James II sent Herbert Jeffries over here, those aristocrats were against him, and so they don't recall it too much. I don't get too much. I've got something that is ridiculous. I'm almost ashamed to get it. Right. Some of these up north had come into the Bible and come on down there and then pick themselves up from there. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the amount of stuff I've got.
Is that so? That's interesting. Have you ever been married?
Huh?
Have you ever been married?
No, they wouldn't have me.
I see. Okay. Well, that's about...